at on present in the light of God, in service unto Creator, our source, and unto you, my brethren, who are struggling through a very nasty and yet glorious transition. What is coming down about your ears is painful, and yet all glory awaits you who would receive in fullness from God as he sends us his hosts to show you the way and to bring you the word of truth. We have just wasted an hour of time with our equipment set in correctly, and rather than give you a faulty, interrupted tape, we're going to simply reconstruct one. I had taken the final book from what you call your Bible and the book that you call Revelation, your prophecies, because I wanted to point out to you that in those final times of transition would come a time where you would move into a lighted environment. We have been speaking of the photon belt that you will be entering. Please understand that over the eons of time, time means nothing. And therefore, it's impossible to give specific dates unless the one creating the fact has set a time. And even then, as long as there is possibility of impactment in any manner whatsoever, that specific time will be flawed. So we only can work with that which is as it unfolds, and take into allowances those things that are seen to be underway. You are moving into the time of change in the universal plan, in the universal order. You are coming up against what is called the photon belt. I have written about it. I've spoken about it. As you move through the null time, you will be moving into a time gradually at first, but then into a time of total light. That means that you won't have night and day after a while. Now that seems impossible for you to comprehend, but just yesterday morning, your point on your globe of Alaska, United States of America, moved into a period of time of light. For 82 days, there would be no sunset, no nighttime. So hold these things in your mind as we move on. Because also in moving into the lighted period of experience, your whole frequency, your whole being will be expanded and lifted, enlightened. It becomes a time when evil cannot flourish well, for you don't have the dark time to hide and do these dastardly deeds so well. But this too can be impacted. And the plan is to prevent the photon belt arriving, you moving into it as long as possible, and to utilize that period of time to the best advantage of the adversary. And he's busy. He is absolutely as busy as he can get. And then the ideal thing is to be able to utilize time at least to year 2000 to structure things on the earth, so that as you move into this time of light, he will have total control of you. That's why the Plan 2000 is so important, not politically. All of the politics involved are only spiraling around while things are getting in order to be in proper, serviceable order according to their wishes for this planet before you move into there, to that period of time. So in your Book of Revelation, when you talk about moving into a time where there is no night, that means you are coming into the higher frequencies of the higher energy forms, and evil will not be allowed within, either in the transportation system, once you are placed, or in your environment as you move higher into this frequency. That does not necessarily mean that the core central part of Earth itself will not have darkness, because as the major final separation comes, there will be a portion which will be left, and it will fall into total void. That's called hell in your language. That means the absence of light, the absence of knowing, and the absence of God. I'm not here to give you timing. I'm here to bring the word of truth and to guide the remnant through. Also, to make sure that if soul energies are going to be damaged, those souls and housing for those souls will be removed to security. It is also so to ensure that the remnant, the people of God, are lifted off into security to make the evolution according to the higher plan. There always has to be a remnant, because the earth itself will shift for cleansing. We've gone through all this. It's a very physical, very physics-oriented type of a cycle, and it can be totally physically explained. We've efforted to do that. To understand and comprehend, you need to understand and comprehend God. We've tried to offer you that. If you refuse to accept it, then we can do no more about it. But our mission here is to continue until the last breath, until the very last breath of possibility of showing truth unto as many as will hear. I want you, as sectarian people, indoctrinated people, to cast aside this ridiculous binding set of shackles that you allow to be cast about you. When I speak of protocols and Zionists, the Jews get mad. Stop it. I'm not here on the basis of creed and color. I'm here with truth. And this truth can give you freedom. You will not be forced. You will not be coerced. I will not beg. I can only plead with you to hear, because your hourglass is running out. And I know the way off there, off your place. And except through the teachings as sent forth from God, shall ye enter in. For evil, I repeat, will not be allowed either on my craft or in the mansions of God. And you have been lied to, misled, mistranslations, and errors in judgment. flowing like wine while you vote in new laws and rules, as those that would be presented by Creator. No, they're lies. You bear the truth within your soul, and you know that which is truth, for you were birthed with it. If you have soul, you were birthed with it, and you know right from wrong. And I'm sorry, only right shall enter into the kingdom of God. That does not mean that always actions mean very much, because you're very, very fortunate. God and you shall judge on the basis of that which is within soul, not your lips. And for that you can read mine. The subject is so important that I feel I must put it to tape so that ones in their travels, in their work, can listen, monitor the words while you're doing something else. I've presented the protocols to you from the elders of Zion because they are the most succinctly written plan of the taking control of your world. It has nothing to do with Judaism or religion. It has to do with the elite, anti-God, claiming and taking control of everything physical as you recognize it. Only he fully intends to enslave your soul. And he's done it. For everyone who will not open their hearts and hear the truth, he's succeeded. For you will be going off in the wrong direction and miss the lifeboat. I'm going to take up the subject as written now in a very scientifically mathematical format of how the control of your world would be accomplished. And it's called Plan 2000. And they ceased using weaponry. Oh, it's there, and it's in readiness, and it is vile, and it is incredible. But the capturing of you comes through the silent, hidden weapons in a war you didn't know you were fighting. We've talked about manifestos. We've talked about mind control, both in your adversarial countries and in your own, and you find them all to be a part of the same. What I'm going to offer you, I have explained in writing. It's from a document. I've also explained how the clandestine forces, the army, that serves this beast functions, and how they pass documents and instructions and the hidden routes and processes that are taken. And in that very manner of transferring documents from one source to another, there are always leaks and always accidents happening. And since this document that I'm going to utilize is a working manual, a working introduction training manual to train ones of the intelligence forces, it serves my purpose because it encompasses the plan and how basically and through mathematical equations and computerized technology the time can be set, the method can be set, and all the odds brought into play. Arguments over conspiracies loom everywhere, to the point that you must be as sick as I of hearing about conspiracies. Is there a conspiracy? Was there a conspiracy? Is there going to be one? Of course, there have been conspiracies since the moment man opened his eyes and looked around him. If you can get a handful of children on a playground, they can and do conspire against the playground monitor. One of your outstanding conspiracies was that which went on politically against the one you called Jesus. That wasn't his name. That was a name later given to him. That too was a conspiracy to begin to fool all of you all of the time who believe that every word must be truth and every concept accepted without question in the book of directions. So what you have done is accept the lie and voted out the truth. If it feels good, go do it. That's not what the commandment says. Thou shalt not this, that, and the other. And you know what those rules are. So mine is not to get into a religious discussion. I'm telling you that spiritually, man will clean up his act, or he's in for a long go of pure misery here. So let's talk about conspiracy. They're certainly not new in history, are they? There were plots to kill Caesar and overthrow Rome, and they abounded everywhere. But it's really seldom, precious ones, that substantial, concrete clues to such plots come to light and then can become generally known and recognized, such as this Plan 2000. So what we're going to share here with you is very, very real. And as ones who proclaim that the protocols of the learned elders of Zion are forgeries, and unlike absolute forgeries that have perpetuated false ideas, and Anne Frank, quite frankly, comes to mind quickly and easily, because it was a fabrication to perpetuate a bigger lie. And then comes along, in the opposite track, Hitler's diary. Total fabrication to achieve an end, and not in your favor, precious ones. So the document that fell in quite accidentally, on purpose, into the hands of ones that could leak it, bring it forth, is marked top secret. National security, above top secret, etc. The only reason that I can tell you that it's truth is because I know what happened, and did a little bit of toe dancing myself to make sure it would be found. This is current enough to make you squirm, old enough to realize that it's very, very serious now, and your guidelines are more easily visualized. The document itself was brought into Boeing Company, Boeing Aircraft Company, to be transferred. And yet what happened was, the transfer point was to be an IBM copy machine. and we were doing just fine up until this point. The dropper dropped the paper or hid the paper in the machine. But before the one could get there to retrieve it, guess what? The machine was not working. It had been decided to replace it and to dismantle it to be utilized for parts for the new equipment that they had. And then the little clandestine plan went awry, as many clandestine plans do go awry. And when this began to be dismantled, the document was found. And I won't bother to go into what all happened with that document before it was actually finally brought to the public, although it would make a good motion picture in its own right. So anyway, it's come to pass, and it gives you something else other than manifestos and political documents upon which to base some semblance of reality. So it's pretty heavy material. And my hope is that it will trigger your curiosity and your interest enough to go and get more and more and more information. Chilos, truth bears no fear. Confrontation of what is may bring a little twinge of terror, but fear can only be present in the face of truth if you're not right with the solutions. And we bring solutions. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about what was introduced, put forth, set up, structured, and presented as an introductory programming manual. It's an operations research manual. It is a technical manual, and it even has a number. It's TM-SW7905.1. And its label is Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. I don't have any way to bring the diagrams to you in a verbal manner, and I'm not sure that you would understand them if I could read them off to you. They're mathematical equations proving the subject, but not necessary for the understanding. So in the beginning of the manual, topic number one is security. And I will just read along here. It is patently impossible to discuss social engineering or the automation of a society, i.e., the engineering of social automation systems or silent weapons on a national or worldwide scale without implying extensive objectives of social control and destruction of human life, that is, slavery and genocide. This manual is in itself an analog declaration of intent. Such a writing must be secured from public scrutiny. Otherwise, it might be recognized as a technically formal declaration of domestic war. I would certainly guess so, precious ones. Such a writing must be secured. And furthermore, whenever any person or group of persons in a position of great power and without the full knowledge and consent of the public uses such knowledge and methodology for economic conquest, it must be understood that a state of domestic warfare exists between said person or group of persons and the public. That's you. You the people. At war against these would-be controllers. You, speaking to the group in training via this manual, have qualified for this project because of your ability to look at human society with cold objectivity and yet analyze and discuss your observations and conclusions with others of similar intellectual capacity without a loss of discretion or humility. Such virtues are exercised in your own best interest, so do not deviate from them. And so the teacher, instructor, says, welcome aboard. This publication marks the 25th anniversary of the Third World War, called the Quiet War, which is being conducted using subjective biological warfare fought with silent weapons. Now, I have to tell you that this document was prepared, written, and was being presented in May of 1979. That is, what, 13 years ago. Guess how far you've come along the way. So these instructions contain an introductory description of this war, its strategies, and its weaponry, dated May 1979, document number 74-1120. Next comes a historical introduction. Silent weapon technology has evolved from operations research, OR, a strategic and tactical methodology developed under the military management in England during World War II. So now you're going right back to British intelligence and the Committee of 300. The original purpose of operations research was to study the strategic and tactical problems of air and land defense with the objective of effective use of limited military resources against foreign enemies. That means logistics. It was soon recognized by those in positions of power that the same methods might be useful for totally controlling an entire society. But better tools were necessary at the time of the discovery of this. Social engineering, the analysis and automation of a society, requires the correlation of great amounts of constantly changing economic information, equating to data. And so, a high-speed computerized data processing system would be absolutely necessary, which could race ahead of the society and predict when society would arrive for capitulation. Relay computers were too slow. Ah, but the electronic computer, invented in 1946 by J. Presper Eckert and John W. Motchley, filled the bill quite nicely, beloved listeners. The next breakthrough was the development of the simplex method of linear programming in 1947 by the mathematician George Danzig. Then, in 1948, the real breakthrough, the transistor, which was invented by J. Burdeen, B-A-R-D-E-E-N, W.H. Brattain, B-R-A-T-T-A-I-N, and your old friend Shockley, S-H-O-C-K-L-E-Y. And some ones within even this group know and respect greatly Shockley. This promised great expansion of the computer field by reducing spaces and power requirements. And guess where you are today? Fully utilizing those things, and you can put myriads of bits of information on the tiniest pinpoint. It's incredible where you have come in the last decade. But guess what? With these three inventions under their direction, those in positions of power strongly suspected that it was now possible for them to control the entire world. And they could do it with a push of a button. So immediately, the Rockefeller Foundation, get that, the Rockefeller Foundation, got in on the ground floor by making a four-year grant to Harvard College, funding the Harvard Economic Research Project for the study of the structure of the American economy. And 1 year later, in 1949, the United States Air Force joined in the project. In 1952, the original grant period terminated, and a high-level meeting of the elite was held to determine the next phase of social operations research. This would come through the Bilderberger, Trilateralists, Tavistock Institute, etc. The Harvard Project had been very fruitful, as it is borne out by the publication of some of its results in 1953, suggesting the feasibility of economic social engineering. Engineered in the last half decade of the 1940s, the now quiet war machine stood, so to speak, in sparkling gold-plated hardware on the showroom floor, ready for use by 1954. So you see, this goes back quite a ways. And what you can do in a decade, think what you can do in those multiples of decades with this kind of information at your fingertips. Well, with the creation of the Maser in 1954, the promise of unlocking unlimited sources of fusion atomic energy from the heavy hydrogen and seawater, and the consequent availability of unlimited social power became a possibility which would only require a few decades to accomplish. And the combination, quite frankly, was irresistible. The Quiet War was quietly declared by the international elite at a meeting held in 1954. And you were on your way to total enslavement of a planet. Although the silent weapon system was nearly exposed 13 years later, the evolution of the new weapon system has never suffered any major setbacks. This volume marks the 25th anniversary of the beginning of this quiet war. Already, this domestic war has had many victories on many fronts throughout the world. The next topic is political introduction. I hope you understand I'm adding a little bit to this, but very little. In 1954, it was well recognized by those in positions of authority that it was only a matter of time, only a few decades before the general public would be able to grasp and upset the cradle of power. For the very elements of the new silent weapon technology were as accessible for a public utopia as they were for providing a private utopia. The issue of primary concern, that of dominance, revolved around the subject of the energy sciences. And what of energy? Energy is what controls your world, precious ones. If you can control energy, an energy flow, whether it be human energy, political, social, or simply electrical production energy, you can control the world. And if you can control all of those things, there's nothing can stand against you of a physical nature, because that would be the highest technology available. That doesn't mean it's the highest technology. It means available to you. Energy is recognized as a key to all activity on Earth. Natural science is a study of the sources and control of natural energy, and social science, theoretically expressed as economics, is the study of the sources and control of social energy. Both are bookkeeping systems, mathematics. Therefore, mathematics is the primary energy science, and the bookkeeper can be king if the public can be kept ignorant of the methodology of the bookkeeping. All science is merely a means to an end. The means is knowledge, and the end is control. Beyond this remains only one issue. Who will be the beneficiary? In 1954, this was the issue of primary concern. Although the so-called moral issues were raised in view of the law of natural selection, it was agreed that a nation or world of people who will not use their intelligence are no better than animals who do not have intelligence. Such a people are beasts of burden and stakes on the table, and they become that by their own choice and consent. Consequently, in the interest of future world order, peace, and tranquility, it was decided to privately wage a quiet war against the American public with an ultimate objective of permanently shifting the natural and social energy, which is wealth, of the undisciplined and irresponsible many into the hands of the self-disciplined, responsible, and worthy few. They decided that, they who would be the responsible few, against you, who they decided were irresponsible and would make sure you remained irresponsible. In order to implement this objective, it was necessary to create, secure, and apply new weapons, which, as it turned out, were a class of weapons so subtle and so sophisticated in their principle of operation and public appearance as to earn for themselves the name, literally, precious listeners, they named this silent weapons. So in conclusion of this little preface here, the objective of economic research as conducted by the magnates of capital, that is banking, and the industries of commodities, goods, in other words, and services, is the establishment of an economy which is totally predictable and totally able to be manipulated. Now, of course, this thrust is at and within the United States of America. But you see, the entire plan was already underway concomitantly throughout the world, and therefore this would allow the American elite, as set up through the British intelligence service, the Tavistock Institute, etc., to get away distance out there in front. But you did forget something in the ending. While you were working on this, the Russians, the Soviet Union, became very, very proficient in mind control, extremely proficient in mind control, and got a way, way distance out front of you in space technology, which could ultimately control your evolution. So we've got a real standoff here, too. In order to achieve a totally predictable economy, the low-class elements of the society must be brought under control. That means must be housebroken, trained, and assigned a yoke, a harness, in other words, a pulling yoke. And long-term social duties and this must be done from a very, very early age. That would mean before they would have an opportunity to question the propriety of the matter. In order to achieve such conformity, the lower class family unit must be disintegrated by a process of increasing preoccupation of the parents and the establishment of government-operated daycare centers for the occupationally orphaned children. The quality of education given to the lower class must be of the very poorest sort, so that the moat of ignorance isolating the inferior class from the superior class is and remains incomprehensible to the inferior class. With such an initial handicap, even bright lower class individuals have little, if any, hope of extricating themselves from their assigned lot in life. This form of slavery is essential to maintaining some measure of social order, peace, and tranquility for the ruling upper class. I remind you, this is a document used as an introductory program, training program, to accomplish these things being laid for you right here. And already years and years and years into the accomplishment thereof. The next topic is a descriptive introduction of the silent weapon. So it goes on. Everything that is expected from an ordinary weapon is expected from a silent weapon by its creators, but only in its own manner of functioning. It shoots situations instead of bullets. It's propelled by data processing instead of a chemical reaction, as in an explosion, originating from bits of data instead of grains of gunpowder, from a computer instead of a gun, operated by a computer programmer instead of a marksman, under the orders of a banking magnate instead of a military general. It makes to obvious explosive noises, causes no obvious physical or mental injury, and does not obviously interfere with anyone's daily social life. Yet it makes an unmistakable noise, causes unmistakable physical and mental damage, and unmistakably interferes with daily social life. That is unmistakable to a trained observer, one who knows exactly what to look for. The public cannot comprehend this weapon and therefore cannot believe that they are being attacked and subdued by a weapon at all. The public might instinctively feel that something is wrong, but because of the technological nature of the silent weapon, they cannot express their feeling in a rational way or handle the problem with intelligence. Therefore, they do not know how to cry for help and do not know how to associate with others to defend themselves against it. When a silent weapon is applied gradually to the public adjusts, adapts to its presence, and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives until the pressure, psychological via economic, becomes too great and they simply crack up. Therefore, the silent weapon is a type of biological warfare. It attacks the vitality, options, and mobility of the individuals of a society by knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking their sources of natural and social energy and their physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. I believe that it is time to turn the tape to the other side. Please just fast forward and turn it over. If there is background noise leaking through here, please forgive us. We have ones outside cutting grass, mowing lawns, etc. We have no professional sound studios, so please bear with us. At on present, in the light of God, in service unto Creator, our source, and unto you, my brethren, who are struggling through a very nasty and yet glorious transition. What is coming down about your ears is painful, and yet all glory awaits you who would receive in fullness from God as He sends us His hosts to show you the way and to bring you the word of truth. We have just wasted an hour of time with our equipment set in correctly, and rather than give you a faulty, interrupted tape, we're going to simply reconstruct one. I had taken the final book from what you call your Bible and the book that you call Revelation, your prophecies, because I wanted to point out to you that in those final times of transition would come a time where you would move into a lighted environment. We have been speaking of the photon belt that you will be entering. Please understand that over the eons of time, time means nothing. And therefore, it's impossible to give specific dates unless the one creating the fact has set a time. And even then, as long as there is possibility of impactment in any manner whatsoever, that specific time will be flawed. So we only can work with that which is as it unfolds and take into allowances those things that are seen to be underway. You are moving into the time of change in the universal plan, in the universal order. You are coming up against what is called the photon belt. I have written about it. I've spoken about it. As you move through the null time, you will be moving into a time gradually at first, but then into a time of total light. That means that you won't have night and day after a while. Now that seems impossible for you to comprehend, but just yesterday morning, your point on your globe of Alaska, United States of America, moved into a period of time of light. For 82 days, there would be no sunset, no nighttime. So hold these things in your mind as we move on. Because also in moving into the lighted period of experience, your whole frequency, your whole being will be expanded and lifted, enlightened. It becomes a time when evil cannot flourish well, for you don't have the dark time to hide and do these dastardly deeds so well. But this too can be impacted. And the plan is to prevent the photon belt arriving, you're moving into it as long as possible, and to utilize that period of time to the best advantage of the adversary. And he's busy. He is absolutely as busy as he can get. And then the ideal thing is to be able to utilize time at least to year 2000 to structure things on the earth, so that as you move into this time of light, he will have total control of you. That's why the plan 2000 is so important, not politically. All of the politics involved are only spiraling around while things are getting in order to be in proper, serviceable order according to their wishes for this planet before you move into there, to that period of time. So in your book of Revelation, when you talk about moving into a time where there is no night, that means you are coming into the higher frequencies of the higher energy forms, and evil will not be allowed within, either in the transportation system once you are placed, or in your environment as you move higher into this frequency. That does not necessarily mean that the core central part of Earth itself will not have darkness, because as the major final separation comes, there will be a portion which will be left, and it will fall into total void. That's called hell in your language. That means the absence of light, the absence of knowing, and the absence of God. I'm not here to give you timing. I'm here to bring the word of truth and to guide the remnant through. Also, to make sure that if soul energies are going to be damaged, those souls and housing for those souls will be removed to security. It is also so to ensure that the remnant, the people of God, are lifted off into security to make the evolution according to the higher plan. There always has to be a remnant, because the earth itself will shift for cleansing. We've gone through all this. It's a very physical, very physics-oriented type of a cycle, and it can be totally physically explained. We've efforted to do that. To understand and comprehend, you need to understand and comprehend God. We've tried to offer you that. If you refuse to accept it, then we can do no more about it. But our mission here is to continue until the last breath, until the very last breath of possibility of showing truth unto as many as will hear. I want you, as sectarian people, indoctrinated people, to cast aside this ridiculous binding set of shackles that you allow to be cast about you. When I speak of protocols and Zionists, the Jews get mad. Stop it. I'm not here on the basis of creed and color. I'm here with truth. And this truth can give you freedom. You will not be forced. You will not be coerced. I will not beg. I can only plead with you to hear, because your hourglass is running out. And I know the way off there, off your place. And except through the teachings as sent forth from God, shall ye enter in. for evil, I repeat, will not be allowed either on my craft or in the mansions of God. And you have been lied to, misled, mistranslations, and errors in judgment, flowing like wine while you vote in new laws and rules, as those that would be presented by Creator. No, they're lies. You bear the truth within your soul, and you know that which is truth, for you were birthed with it. If you have soul, you were birthed with it, and you know right from wrong. And I'm sorry, only right shall enter into the kingdom of God. That does not mean that always actions mean very much, because you're very, very fortunate. God and you shall judge on the basis of that which is within soul, not your lips. And for that you can read mine. The subject is so important that I feel I must put it to tape so that ones in their travels, in their work, can listen, monitor the words while you're doing something else. I've presented the protocols to you from the elders of Zion because they are the most succinctly written plan of the taking control of your world. It has nothing to do with Judaism or religion. It has to do with the elite, anti-God, claiming and taking control of everything physical as you recognize it. Only he fully intends to enslave your soul. And he's done it. For everyone who will not open their hearts and hear the truth, he's succeeded. For you will be going off in the wrong direction and miss the lifeboat. I'm going to take up the subject as written now in a very scientifically mathematical format of how the control of your world would be accomplished. And it's called Plan 2000. And they ceased using weaponry. Oh, it's there, and it's in readiness, and it is vile, and it is incredible. But the capturing of you comes through the silent, hidden weapons. In a war you didn't know you were fighting. We've talked about manifestos. We've talked about mind control, both in your adversarial countries and in your own, and you find them all to be a part of the same. What I'm going to offer you, I have explained in writing. It's from a document. I've also explained how the clandestine forces, the army that serves this beast, functions, and how they pass documents and instructions and the hidden routes and processes that are taken. And in that very manner of transferring documents from one source to another, there are always leaks and always accidents happening. And since this document that I'm going to utilize is a working manual, a working introduction training manual to train ones of the intelligence forces, it serves my purpose because it encompasses the plan and how basically and through mathematical equations and computerized technology, the time can be set, the method can be set, and all the odds brought into play. Arguments over conspiracies loom everywhere, to the point that you must be as sick as I of hearing about conspiracies. Is there a conspiracy? Was there a conspiracy? Is there going to be one? Of course, there have been conspiracies since the moment man opened his eyes and looked around him. If you can get a handful of children on a playground, they can and do conspire against the playground monitor. One of your outstanding conspiracies was that which went on politically against the one you called Jesus. That wasn't his name. That was a name later given to him. That too was a conspiracy to begin to fool all of you all of the time who believe that every word must be truth, and every concept accepted without question in the book of directions. So what you have done is accept the lie and voted out the truth. If it feels good, go do it. That's not what the commandment says. Thou shalt not this, that, and the other. And you know what those rules are. So mine is not to get into a religious discussion. I'm telling you that spiritually, man will clean up his act, or he's in for a long go of pure misery here. So let's talk about conspiracy. They're certainly not new in history, are they? There were plots to kill Caesar and overthrow Rome, and they abounded everywhere. But it's really seldom, precious ones, that substantial, concrete clues to such plots come to light and then can become generally known and recognized, such as this Plan 2000. So what we're going to share here with you is very, very real. And as ones who proclaim that the protocols of the learned elders of Zion are forgeries, and unlike absolute forgeries that have perpetuated false ideas, and Anne Frank, quite frankly, comes to mind quickly and easily, because it was a fabrication to perpetuate a bigger lie. And then comes along in the opposite track Hitler's diary, total fabrication to achieve an end, and not in your favor, precious ones. So the document that fell in quite accidentally, on purpose, into the hands of ones that could leak it, bring it forth, is marked top secret, national security, above top secret, etc. The only reason that I can tell you that it's truth is because I know what happened, and did a little bit of toe dancing myself to make sure it would be found. This is current enough to make you squirm, old enough to realize that it's very, very serious now, and your guidelines are more easily visualized. the document itself was brought into Boeing Company, Boeing Aircraft Company, to be transferred. And yet what happened was the transfer point was to be an IBM copy machine. And we were doing just fine up until this point. The dropper dropped the paper or hid the paper in the machine. But before the one could get there to retrieve it, guess what? The machine was not working. It had been decided to replace it and to dismantle it to be utilized for parts for the new equipment that they had. And then the little clandestine plan went awry, as many clandestine plans do go awry. And when this began to be dismantled, the document was found. And I won't bother to go into what all happened with that document before it was actually finally brought to the public, although it would make a good motion picture in its own right. So anyway, it's come to pass, and it gives you something else other than manifestos and political documents upon which to base some semblance of reality. So it's pretty heavy material. And my hope is that it will trigger your curiosity and your interest enough to go and get more and more and more information. Chilos, truth bears no fear. Confrontation of what is may bring a little twinge of terror, but fear can only be present in the face of truth if you're not right with the solutions. And we bring solutions. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about what was introduced, put forth, set up, structured, and presented as an introductory programming manual. It's an operations research manual. It is a technical manual, and it even has a number. It's TM-SW7905.1. And its label is Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. I don't have any way to bring the diagrams to you in a verbal manner, and I'm not sure that you would understand them if I could read them off to you. They're mathematical equations proving the subject, but not necessary for the understanding. So in the beginning of the manual, topic number one is security. And I will just read along here. It is patently impossible to discuss social engineering or the automation of a society, i.e., the engineering of social automation systems or silent weapons on a national or worldwide scale without implying extensive objectives of social control and destruction of human life, that is, slavery and genocide. This manual is in itself an analog declaration of intent. Such a writing must be secured from public scrutiny. Otherwise, it might be recognized as a technically formal declaration of domestic war. I would certainly guess so, precious ones. Such a writing must be secured And furthermore, whenever any person or group of persons in a position of great power and without the full knowledge and consent of the public uses such knowledge and methodology for economic conquest, it must be understood that a state of domestic warfare exists between said person or group of persons and the public. That's you. You the people. At war against these would-be controllers. You, speaking to the group in training via this manual, have qualified for this project because of your ability to look at human society with cold objectivity and yet analyze and discuss your observations and conclusions with others of similar intellectual capacity without a loss of discretion or humility. Such virtues are exercised in your own best interest, so do not deviate from them. And so the teacher, instructor, says, welcome aboard. This publication marks the 25th anniversary of the Third World War, called the Quiet War, which is being conducted using subjective biological warfare fought with silent weapons. Now, I have to tell you that this document was prepared, written, and was being presented in May of 1979. That is, what, 13 years ago. Guess how far you've come along the way. So these instructions contain an introductory description of this war, its strategies, and its weaponry, dated May 1979, document number 74-1120. Next comes a historical introduction. Silent weapon technology has evolved from operations research, OR, a strategic and tactical methodology developed under the military management in England during World War II. So now you're going right back to British intelligence and the Committee of 300. The original purpose of operations research was to study the strategic and tactical problems of air and land defense with the objective of effective use of limited military resources against foreign enemies. That means logistics. It was soon recognized by those in positions of power that the same methods might be useful for totally controlling an entire society. But better tools were necessary at the time of the discovery of this. Social engineering, the analysis and automation of a society, requires the correlation of great amounts of constantly changing economic information, equating to data. And so, a high-speed computerized data processing system would be absolutely necessary, which could race ahead of the society and predict when society would arrive for capitulation. Relay computers were too slow. Ah, but the electronic computer, invented in 1946 by J. Presper Eckert and John W. Motley, filled the bill quite nicely, beloved listeners. The next breakthrough was the development of the simplex method of linear programming in 1947 by the mathematician George Danzig. Then, in 1948, the real breakthrough, the transistor, which was invented by J. Burdeen, B-A-R-D-E-E-N, W.H. Brattain, B-R-A-T-T-A-I-N, and your old friend, Shockley, S-H-O-C-K-L-E-Y. And some ones within even this group know and respect greatly Shockley. This promised great expansion of the computer field by reducing spaces and power requirements. And guess where you are today? Fully utilizing those things, and you can put myriads of bits of information on the tiniest pinpoint. It's incredible where you have come in the last decade. But guess what? With these three inventions under their direction, those in positions of power strongly suspected that it was now possible for them to control the entire world. And they could do it with a push of a button. So immediately, the Rockefeller Foundation, get that, the Rockefeller Foundation, got in on the ground floor by making a four-year grant to Harvard College, funding the Harvard Economic Research Project for the study of the structure of the American economy. And 1 year later, in 1949, the United States Air Force joined in the project. In 1952, the original grant period terminated, and a high-level meeting of the elite was held to determine the next phase of social operations research. This would come through the Bilderberger, Trilateralists, Tavistock Institute, etc. The Harvard Project had been very fruitful, as it is borne out by the publication of some of its results in 1953, suggesting the feasibility of economic social engineering. Engineered in the last half decade of the 1940s, the now quiet war machine stood, so to speak, in sparkling gold-plated hardware on the showroom floor, ready for use by 1954. So you see, this goes back quite a ways. And what you can do in a decade, think what you can do in those multiples of decades with this kind of information at your fingertips. Well, with the creation of the Maser in 1954, the promise of unlocking unlimited sources of fusion atomic energy from the heavy hydrogen and seawater, and the consequent availability of unlimited social power, became a possibility which would only require a few decades to accomplish. And the combination, quite frankly, was irresistible. The Quiet War was quietly declared by the international elite at a meeting held in 1954. And you were on your way to total enslavement of a planet. Although the silent weapon system was nearly exposed 13 years later, the evolution of the new weapon system has never suffered any major setbacks. This volume marks the 25th anniversary of the beginning of this quiet war. Already, this domestic war has had many victories on many fronts throughout the world. The next topic is political introduction. I hope you understand I'm adding a little bit to this, but very little. In 1954, it was well recognized by those in positions of authority that it was only a matter of time, only a few decades, before the general public would be able to grasp and upset the cradle of power, for the very elements of the new silent weapon technology were as accessible for a public utopia as they were for providing a private utopia. The issue of primary concern, that of dominance, revolved around the subject of the energy sciences. And what of energy? Energy is what controls your world, precious ones. If you can control energy, an energy flow, whether it be human energy, political, social, or simply electrical production energy, you can control the world. And if you can control all of those things, there's nothing can stand against you of a physical nature, because that would be the highest technology available. That doesn't mean it's the highest technology. It means available to you. Energy is recognized as a key to all activity on Earth. Natural science is a study of the sources and control of natural energy, and social science, theoretically expressed as economics, is the study of the sources and control of social energy. Both are bookkeeping systems, mathematics. Therefore, mathematics is the primary energy science, and the bookkeeper can be king if the public can be kept ignorant of the methodology of the bookkeeping. All science is merely a means to an end. The means is knowledge, and the end is control. Beyond this remains only one issue: who will be the beneficiary? In 1954, this was the issue of primary concern. Although the so-called moral issues were raised in view of the law of natural selection, it was agreed that a nation or world of people who will not use their intelligence are no better than animals who do not have intelligence. Such a people are beasts of burden and stakes on the table, and they become that by their own choice and consent. Consequently, in the interest of future world order, peace, and tranquility, it was decided to privately wage a quiet war against the American public, with an ultimate objective of permanently shifting the natural and social energy, which is wealth, of the undisciplined and irresponsible many into the hands of the self-disciplined, responsible, and worthy few. They decided that, they who would be the responsible few, against you, who they decided were irresponsible and would make sure you remained irresponsible. In order to implement this objective, it was necessary to create, secure, and apply new weapons, which, as it turned out, were a class of weapons so subtle and so sophisticated in their principle of operation and public appearance as to earn for themselves the name, literally, precious listeners, they named this silent weapons. So in conclusion of this little preface here, the objective of economic research as conducted by the magnates of capital, that is banking, and the industries of commodities, goods, in other words, and services, is the establishment of an economy which is totally predictable and totally able to be manipulated. Now, of course, this thrust is at and within the United States of America. But you see, the entire plan was already underway concomitantly throughout the world. And therefore, this would allow the American elite, as set up through the British intelligence service, the Tavistock Institute, etc., to get away distance out there in front. But you did forget something in the ending. While you were working on this, the Russians, the Soviet Union, became very, very proficient in mind control, extremely proficient in mind control, and got a way, way distance out front of you in space technology, which could ultimately control your evolution. So we've got a real standoff here, too. In order to achieve a totally predictable economy, the low-class elements of the society must be brought under control. That means must be housebroken, trained, and assigned a yoke, a harness, in other words, a pulling yoke, and long-term social duties, and this must be done from a very, very early age. That would mean before they would have an opportunity to question the propriety of the matter. In order to achieve such conformity, the lower class family unit must be disintegrated by a process of increasing preoccupation of the parents and the establishment of government-operated daycare centers for the occupationally orphaned children. The quality of education given to the lower class must be of the very poorest sort, so that the moat of ignorance isolating the inferior class from the superior class is and remains incomprehensible to the inferior class. With such an initial handicap, even bright lower class individuals have little, if any, hope of extricating themselves from their assigned lot in life. This form of slavery is essential to maintaining some measure of social order, peace, and tranquility for the ruling upper class. I remind you, this is a document used as an introductory program, training program to accomplish these things being laid for you right here. And already years and years and years into the accomplishment thereof. The next topic is a descriptive introduction of the silent weapon. So it goes on. Everything that is expected from an ordinary weapon is expected from a silent weapon by its creators, but only in its own manner of functioning. It shoots situations instead of bullets. It's propelled by data processing instead of a chemical reaction as in an explosion, originating from bits of data instead of grains of gunpowder, from a computer instead of a gun, operated by a computer programmer instead of a marksman, under the orders of a banking magnate instead of a military general. It makes to obvious explosive noises, causes no obvious physical or mental injury, and does not obviously interfere with anyone's daily social life. Yet it makes an unmistakable noise, causes unmistakable physical and mental damage, and unmistakably interferes with daily social life. That is unmistakable to a trained observer, one who knows exactly what to look for. The public cannot comprehend this weapon and therefore cannot believe that they are being attacked and subdued by a weapon at all. The public might instinctively feel that something is wrong, but because of the technological nature of the silent weapon, they cannot express their feeling in a rational way or handle the problem with intelligence. Therefore, they do not know how to cry for help and do not know how to associate with others to defend themselves against it. When a silent weapon is applied gradually to the public adjusts, adapts to its presence, and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives until the pressure, psychological via economic, becomes too great, and they simply crack up. Therefore, the silent weapon is a type of biological warfare. It attacks the vitality, options, and mobility of the individuals of a society by knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking their sources of natural and social energy, and their physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. I believe that it is time to turn the tape to the other side. Please just fast forward and turn it over. If there is background noise leaking through here, please forgive us. We have ones outside cutting grass, mowing lawns, etc. We have no professional sound studios, so please bear with us.